Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I mean, Carl, C-A-R-L, Natalino, N-A-T-A-L-I-N-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Natalino, as described in my report of 6-21-20. Appeared he is now a 42-year-old male, who again reports he was injured at work on 6-3-19. Appeared he claimed he injured his wrists and hands due to continuous use of them while at work. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Appeared he was diagnosed with carpal tunnel syndrome. Treated surgically in July and August of 2019. Period is not currently receiving any active treatment. Period. He volunteered that before this experience he had, his wrist bothered him for a while. Period denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period paragraph, as per the record supplied, she received an order approving settlement on 10-22-20. Period this was for 17.5% of partial total. Period this approximates 22% of the right hand for residuals of carpal tunnel syndrome status post-release, and 22% of the left hand for residuals of carpal tunnel syndrome status post-release. Period. He then submitted an affidavit in conjunction with his reopening of his claim. Period. Actually, you can delete that sentence altogether. The paragraph he did supply answers to reopener interrogatories, confirming he had no treatment since the entry of the prior award. Period. He simply stated his hands and wrists still have pain and numbness on a daily basis. Period. He has very little range of motion in both hands, and his strength in both hands has diminished. Period. Medical records show he was evaluated by Dr. David on 11-8-19. Appeared he offered impairment ratings for the right and left hands. Appeared he attributed this to an occupational exposure for 17 years. Period. New paragraph, he currently clarifies that he works with a 10-millimeter tube made of glass that weighs only a few ounces. Pretty spins the tube, holding both ends in his hands. Pretty states his hands cramp now, but his numbness and tingling are gone. Period. Extremity's upper inspection revealed a rough texture to the hands bilaterally. Pretty they were healed open bilateral wrist scars consistent with his carpal tunnel release surgery. Appeared there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Appeared hands, wrists, elbows. Denell's maneuver was positive at both wrists. Appeared Fallon's maneuver was also positive for tingling in his scars. Appeared there was some decreased range of motion of the fingers. Period. He claimed this has been the case only since surgery. Period. The ring finger was stuck in 50 degrees of flexion at the PIP joint. Period. However, passively and when making a fist, it fully flexes. Period. Cervical normal with hand anemometry, there was some inconsistency with repeat effort. Period. Impressions. Carl Natalino believes he developed carpal tunnel syndrome in his wrists due to repetitive work at the insured for 17 years. Compared to his current description of the process for which he used his hands, does not sound like there is any significant lifting or exposure to vibration. Period. In any event, he received treatment as marked in my prior report. Period. In paragraph, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his case. Period. However, he has not had any additional treatment or diagnostic testing. Period. The current exam found there to be decreased but variable range of motion about the right ring finger. Period. Motion was otherwise full. Period. He had skin changes on the hands consistent with physically rigorous manual activities. Period. With hand dynamometry, there was some inconsistency at setting 4 on the right and the left. Period. In paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency and causation will be inserted as marked in my prior report. Period. End.